Okay, Rabbi Isai, now we're going to go to the more complicated part of Malchus Sheva, Sheba, the Queen of Sheba. The part that we did yesterday was the easier part to understand, what her spylus was from Shlomo HaMelech. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the other pshat that's brought down in Rashi from the Arizal's Girsa there in Rashi. I'll read you what he says, and then we'll try to delve into it a little bit to understand. It says that Shlomo HaMelech gave this queen as Kol Chafetz. B'chlal, there's a Shaila in Chazal if she existed, B'chlal. One opinion says she wasn't even a woman, it was a kingdom. But let's go with the Peshuta Shel Mikra, that we're talking about here, a queen. According to one explanation, Shlomo HaMelech just shared his wisdom and his understanding with her. According to the Arizal, and I'll read it for you in Rashi, Bo'olel, he actually had relations with her. They got married to some degree. Ve'noilad mimeno ben. The son was born from this union of Shlomo HaMelech and Malchus Sheba. Actually, a child was born. I'm just reading you what the Arizal says here in Rashi. You know that son was Nebuchadnezzar. Imagine. We hear the word Nebuchadnezzar, we shake. Nebuchadnezzar. Imagine. Nebuchadnezzar is the son of Shlomo HaMelech. It's a pachat pchodim. And he's the one that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash Sheoma Tov Yud Shonim B'chelkoi Shel Yud Beis Shvatim. May Arizal. This is unbelievable. This is the unbelievable. Such irony. That Shlomo was the Bainer Beis Hamikdash. Shlomo was the one who was handpicked by the Rabbanu Shlomo to build the Beis Hamikdash. It's not Stam. Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash. He was handpicked by the Borei Olam that he should be the one to build the Beis Hamikdash. Helta Maisa. And his son destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Unbelievable. Terrifying. And Arizal is putting this into Rashi. It's a Medrash Chazal that Arizal had. That Nebuchadnezzar is Ben Shlomo. It's not from the famous Chazals. I would assume the reason why it's not is it's such a scary Chazal that Pashat, it remained a little bit hidden. But now that we're learning Sefer Melachim, we have to understand it. To some level, we have to understand it. Such a Maima Chazal. To make it more shver, to make it even more difficult. If that's the case, then this was an atrocity. This would be a chet of chatoi. That Shlomo HaMelech, whether he was megayer her or not, that is Rambams that talk about that when the tzaddikim married these women, avada, they were megayer them before. They didn't stop married. The Rambam says, al yal al adas. Rambam Shita, al yala al adas, that people like Shlomo HaMelech or Shimshon, that they married shiksis. They had relations with shiksis. So the Rambam says that when we find these things in the Torah, they were mizgaya. Even in mizgaya. But you're talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Talking about the one who was machr of the Beis HaMikdash. And Shlomo HaMelech has a piece in that. It's unbelievable. What do Chazal tell us in Masechta Shabbos about Shlomo HaMelech? Rabbi Yankiv. You didn't get there yet. Where's Rabbi Yankiv? Oh, Rabbi Yankiv. You didn't get there yet, but you'll get there in Masechta Shabbos. Kol ha'omer Shlomo Echoto Eino Yalotoyah. Somebody says Shlomo did a chet, Eino Yalotoyah. Okay, you probably remember this. Right? Anybody says Shlomo did a chet, is Eino Yalotoyah? Remember the Chazal? Huh? So Chazal are telling us, anybody who says that Shloime did a chet, any elotoya, and here Rashi is telling us, the Arizal is putting into Rashi, that Shloime HaMelech had from this woman, he had Nebuchadnezzar, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. How could it be that he didn't do a chet? To facilitate such a zach, how could it be he didn't do a chet? So I'll tell you a Moiridike Chazal that's Miyashiv this kasha. And it's with it we can understand a little better some of the mysteries of history. Moshe tells Pshat in the mysteries of history. But I don't know if you know. I mean, Moshe Mistama knows because he's a history expert. But the, Yoizel, Oisoi Ha'ish, that man, the infamous Yoizel, he came from a Jewish mother, a Roman soldier, right, Moshe, and a Jewish mother. Such a thing could be. Think about how many Jews were killed from that Moisei Ish, through Moisei Ish. But this is something many of you may not know. Who the Muslims come from? Anybody know? Who led the Muslims? Also a Jewish mother. Was the... you know that, guys? I'm not talking about Ishmael. Had the Muslims. Ishmael wasn't a Muslim. Arabi and a Muslim is two different things. The Muslims are not so... They don't have such a Messiah. The Muslims come from a Jewish mother. Think about the amount of tzoras that we have from Islam. And the Muslims comes from a Jewish mother. In the Hainam Levada, he brings down Kemoisha Oisha Ish Hanoitzri. Just like Oisha Ish came from a Jewish mother, Gam Yasid Daso Islam, the one who established the Islamic religion, Hoyo Ben Le'em Yehudiyo V'av Aravi. Okay. Believe that I'll print it out for you so the Olam could see it. The Pella Niflin. It's unbelievable. Neir of Oyam. Question is, what's pshat in this? What's going on here? We find a very interesting thing. We find Arayas is the worst possible marriage is an Elva. It's worse than anything. An Elva. An Elva, there's Chayve Lavin. And then there's Arayas. The Arayas, the Chayve Krisis. The worst thing. An Elva is so bad that when there's a union between a person with an Elva, the kid's a mamzer. And the moms are stuck forever. You know what that is? He's stuck. Part of the yisoid of Yadus is tshuva. A moms can't do tshuva. Can't do tshuva. He can become a Talmud Chochem. He can become a big gon. He could go through Maseches Kiddushin 1,000 times, but he's still a mamzer. He may know the Sugin Kiddushin that deals with mamzeres. He's still a mamzer. He can't change his status. Not only that, can never change his status. I mean, Avi is the Hamumchen Maseches Kiddushin knows that there's a Tana that holds there's an Eitzel with a Shifcha being the Shachar Shifcha. Right? You remember that, right? But the whole Lomdus of Rav Tarfon is that there is no status. That's why he could change it. Marries a Shifcha, then the Vlad's not Meyuchas after him. There's really no way to change the status. There's no way for a Mamzer to make his descendants not Mamzerim. One of the Tanoim came up with a chap that you could cut off your connection to your descendants. You marry a shifcha, then you free her, and the vladim are not yours. So the whole wonder is it's not your kid, really. There is no way for a mamzer to ever have a kid right? That kid will be miyuchas after him and be not a mamzer. Could you imagine? It's like a curse of curses. The worst thing. Could never change. Okay? What happened was, the Arayas got married together. Did you ever think about it? When I was a little kid, it bothered me this kasha. Could be all of you thought of this also, because it's strange. You would think that Arayas should be the perfect marriage. Person marries sister. They brought up together. They know all each other's problems. They know if they snore at night. The best shidduch. You know everything about the person. Like this, you go into marriage, you're going blind into marriage. Who knows what's going to happen over there? Here you know this person. You live in the same house for the last 20 years. She's gone, it's fine. It's a balas mida. She's sweet. She's nice. She wakes up on time. Gevaldik. She knows that you wake up on time. Or she knows you don't wake up on time. You snore, you don't snore. All the chesroiness, you know. There's nobody in the world you know better than your sister. Chazal tell us, emor lachochma choisiyat. You should call Terry your sister. Why? Because just like you know your sister, as clear as you know that your sister is also on you, you should know the Torah. So in the Sefer Am Levodot, he has a whole piece just discussing this child. When I was a little kid, the first time I learned it, like, again, I was a cheder kid. Why can't you marry a relative? What's the svara behind it? You can't because the Torah asked it. But in svara, you'd say, a relative is the best shidduch. Fakelt, says the Torah chesedu, and it's the worst thing, and it creates mamzeres. So I have to read you this keta of what he says. You're going to be mispoiled. Hanisuin shel ha'odom heim eino minyonim shel bnei azug. A marriage is not just between two people. A marriage is between families. A marriage is, you marry into the family, now all of the Kala's brothers become your brothers-in-law. They become your brothers too. Right? And the Chosin's brothers become the Kala's brothers. They're the brothers-in-law. It's extended family. Mechutonim. The Kala's uncles, this uncle. It's mamish every, you just expand it to a whole new madrega. It's unbelievable. Zokt el, b'shas achibu, havi nisuin shel hakohol. That's why if you look in the Torah, it says, lo yovei mamzer b'kal Hashem. What's b'kal Hashem? It should say, lo yovei mamzer b'mamzer b'Yisrael. B'kal Hashem. It should say, a man can't marry a mamzer, a woman can't marry a mamzer. Why does it say b'kal Hashem? Zokt el, because when you get married, it's not you. It's a whole new family. It's a whole connection that's being established, right? Mechutonim and machatenis, this and this and uncle. It's a gansanaya, everything is. Zokter, listen to his chap. He says, that's the tachlis of nisuin. The tachlis of a marriage is to bring people together. Not just the two people. To make a union here, to make a kahal Hashem. Zokter. Ve'al kein, nisuim krovim, hu chisorim. You take two people that are already connected, you're not connecting anything new. You take a man and his sister, they're already connected. They don't need to get married to be connected. They're already connected. Right? The father of the chos and the father of the kala are husband and wife. They're already connected. So in such a union, you didn't connect anybody. Memela zokta, that's the worst thing. That's going against the whole tachlis of a marriage. And that's why nisuei krovim, when two people are connected and they get married, what's wrong about it is my kash al tzcheder kind. My kash al tzcheder kind was, hey, this is the perfect marriage, they're already connected. That's the problem. The purpose, the function of a marriage is to create a new connection between chas and kala, between the mishpachas, between the broader mishpachas. It's to connect. And fakelt, that's the chsaron. Und zokter. That's the reason why it's taka called mamzeres. What comes out of it is called mamzeres. V'lochein, kevon shenoyad liksho ben chaykim, nisuei koivim asurim, v'tzatzoeyem pegumim mibchinas ruchnis v'kruim amzerim. That's his yesod, a beautiful yesod. He held up a fall as I yesod? Unbelievable. When two relatives get married, it's a chsarim. Why is it called arayas? Because marriage is supposed to connect makara v'chaykim. Maridiki said. So now I'll tell you like this. Sometimes the Hashgacha had that. So it comes out whenever there's a marriage, a connection is made. That's the metzias. That's the purpose of a marriage. Connection is made. A connection is made not only between these two people, but between their descendants, between. That's the whole point. Kal Hashem. Say like this. Sometimes the Hashgacha has it that our biggest enemies are going to be a shtickle related to us. And that itself made that they were less successful to destroy us. Some of you may remember, I brought down several pshatim in the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, Mizmor l'David, b'baruchay m'mnei Avshalom b'nai. David HaMelech says a song when he's running away from Avshalom. Mizmar? He say a song? Kina l'David. He should say a kinnis. He's running away from his son who wants to kill him. Zok to Gemara, no. He always thought it was going to be a mamzer. When Hashem said, Hinini mekim alacharomi beisecha, he thought it was going to be a mamzer. Baruch Hashem, it's my son. A mamzer won't have rachmanis on me. My son will have rachmanis. What's the Avi's kasha in the Gemara? Moshe Kapoya. The end is Avshalom didn't have Rachmanis. And Avshalom went to kill his father. Baruch Hashem, Avshalom got killed first. So what's he saying, Mizmar? Avshalom ran after the killer. So why is David saying Mizmar? Very difficult. So I brought down a pshat from Rebbeinu Sanayibishitz, which I'm not going to go into now. It's a whole arichas on its own. But I'll tell you the posh pshat the way I learned the sugya. Posh. Posh pshat I learned is like this. What a person really, really, really wants, they end up getting. They end up succeeding. Very often, you don't succeed because you don't really, really want it. If you really, really, really wanted it, you would have gotten it. Yeah. Right? A guy tells you, tomorrow morning I'm getting up for Shachar. No, really, tomorrow morning I'm getting up for Shachar. Nachamol doesn't get up for Shachar. And the guy could tell you that 1,000 times. Tomorrow morning, I really want to get up tomorrow morning. He doesn't get up. What's up, Shad? He doesn't really want to get up. Because if you really, really want to get up, you get up, Taka. Hell am I really want to get up. There's a piece of me that doesn't want to get up. And it's that piece of me that doesn't want to get up that stays in bed. And since it's hard to get up without two pieces, you stay in bed. Usually the piece that wants to stay in bed wins over the piece that wants to get up. For some reason, even if it's just a little piece, that piece usually wins. The piece that wants to stay in bed, that wins. Baruch Hashem, I don't have that piece. Morning, I can't wait to get out of bed. There's a piece that just wants to sleep. If that piece wins. Something a person really... Avshalom ran after to kill his father. Lamaisi, he didn't succeed at the end. You know why he didn't succeed? Because there was a piece in him that didn't want to kill his father. There was a piece of him that didn't want to kill his father. And that piece won. So yeah, he ran, but there was something missing in the running. And that was Mizmor L'David. Mizmor L'David, b'bochem, and they have Shalom b'noi. He gave a shira, I'm only running away from my son. I'm going to win the race. Because the one who's chasing me is my son. Who has natural rachmanis on me, and therefore he's not going to run with his whole keches. He's going to run, but he's not running with all his keches. Muckle, it's like that last point of the game, the winning point. Like that ain't against the keches. You know about those kind of points, right? You know what I mean? I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but there are people that are into sports. That last point, the winning point. Malik the ain't against the neshama. And mainly it goes in, even though you don't have such a good shot, it goes in. See, by me, it's just, that's my koich. But a guy like you had a shame. Malik da'ayin the ganze keches, it goes in. Malik da'ayin the ganze neshama, it goes in. That's the way it is. That's what David said, Shirin. The Hashgacha had it that our biggest enemies came from a Jewish mother. That weakened them. They weren't able to fight the same way. Fort Stashtik Yidah. That piece of Jew made them fail. They couldn't complete their mission. They wanted to destroy us. They wanted to destroy us completely. And the Itaka were enemies. And they're terrible enemies. But the Shtik Yid, that was Poikin. There would have been a Nebuchadnezzar anyway. Without Malkus Shva, there would have been a Nebuchadnezzar. But if the Nebuchadnezzar wouldn't have come from Shlomo HaMelech, who knows how much more of a destruction it would have been. L'maisa, Nebuchadnezzar appointed Tzidkiyo. He appointed Jews to be in charge. Some of them were tzaddikim. You know why that happened? Because there was a Shtik Yid. Below all the evilness, which he was very evil, of course, he was a Rasha, there was a Shtik Yid. There was some kind of gene there. And that helped. That was Rachmei Shemayim. That even in the Sinai, there was a Shtikl Jew. And that's the Pshat. Okay, we'll stop for now.